Dr. Dan Bortson joins us, and we're not talking eye care today. We're talking country music, and Daryl Worley's going to be appearing in Higbee this Saturday. You guys met, what, several years ago?
Yeah, we were on the it's a high seas rally. It's a rally my wife and I do. It's 2,000 bikers on a ship, if you can, on a cruise ship, if you can imagine that. And it's a charity. We take people on dialysis and pay their way and raise usually about $200,000 or $300,000 for dialysis. And anyhow, he was the performer there, and that's where we met. He had a daughter who's incredible, who was having some eye trouble, and he and I got talking about it, and lo and behold, he brought both his wife, who had some migraine trouble, and his wife and his daughter, up from Nashville, and we've hit it off and are off and running.
All right, who's a better fisherman, you or him?
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Are you now? You're not going to give me an answer, though, are you?
Well, I'm trying to stay. You know, he's a celebrity. I don't want to, you know, talk down to him, and he's not here either. So.
All right. So how have you guys hit it off over the years? Have you gotten to know each other?
It's like we've been kindred spirits. We talk about this. In fact, we don't even talk about it now because it was like somebody brought us together. I mean, that was a higher power of some sort. He is an amazing guy. He tours, entertaining the troops. I don't know for how many years. It's probably close to two decades would be my guess. He has a foundation where he actually has established a cancer treatment center in his area of Tennessee where he's from, which is a long ways from any of the big cities. And in fact, my wife and I went down to the Tennessee River Run, which is a charity event. It's out on Pickwick Lake. There's probably 800 boats there, and they bring a barge in. They bring all these bands from Muscle Shoals and Darrow's Plan, and they just raise tons of money for it. He's amazing.
And he's got a Greatest Hits album, doesn't he?
Well, he's working on it, and I don't know when it comes out, but he's pretty pumped up about it.
All right, well, let's see if we can't bring him in and find out when that may be. All right, Daryl, let's bring you into the conversation, and Doc was talking a little bit, first of all, about your Greatest Hits album. Where's that standing right now, and are you pretty happy with the project, the way it's moving?
Man, it's musically a done deal. We had so much new material that we were excited about. We had a little bit of a struggle picking the songs for this project and then leaving a few behind for the second volume of the Greatest Hits, which will be coming, you know, not so long after this. And it's already pretty much finished as well. And so we got that done. And, of course, now the only thing that's not completed is all the artwork and they always try to pin me down for a photo shoot, and that's the last thing in the world that I want to spend a day on. And so I said, can't you go dig some old stuff up? And they're like, yeah, we can. But then everybody thinks that we're sending them this young guy that still has dark hair and all that. And, you know, they need to know the truth. So I got to go take some gray-headed pictures.
All right. Hey, when you're performing in Higbee on Saturday, what are folks going to see?
It's the Daryl Worley show, man. We play a whole bunch of the hit songs that they come out expecting to hear, most of them, I would say, and then try to put a little bit of the new stuff in there so that folks have a feel for what's, you know, coming out soon. And the main thing is to have a show that has a nice, good tempo that, you know, our last thing we want to do is put anybody to sleep. So we're going to try to avoid that.
All right. Any humor worked into the show at all?
Well, I mean, my wife says that sometimes I get carried away and she's not sure if I'm a country singer or a comedian. And I said, well, it's part of that Southern charm thing, but, yeah, it gets humorous from time to time, but I'm working on, you know, trying to keep it more about the music. So,
yeah, that isn't going to happen. He tells stories like nobody else.
There'll be a little bit of both.
Yeah, how about this relationship that you and Dr. Dan have? Has that kind of blossomed over the years? What happened here?
I tell you, it didn't take 15 minutes to blossom. I don't know that I've ever run into a guy and had so much in common, and just you know, the uncanny way that we met and how it played into my life and my wife and my daughter's life with some of the really specialized kind of things that he's working on in his field. It was just, well, in our part of the world, I just say that's a God thing. There's no other way that something like that would take place. And I can promise you that I'd certainly been on my knees praying about it a lot because we were struggling. And his expertise in those areas has changed our lives and changed mainly my wife and my daughter's life in such a positive way. And his significant other partner there, Dina, had a lot to do with that too. So I give them both credit. We love them dearly. They're like family to us. I don't even know what else to say except that, I love coming to Missouri to play because I've always had a great fan base there and those people over in those parts love country music, but it also gives us a great excuse to go see the Bordsons too. So,
Bob, just to put it in perspective, we talked a little bit about something that was going on with his daughter and he lives down in Nashville and so we talked this on a cruise ship. That's where we met. And it was he was the talent celebrity for Veterans Night. But anyhow, we talked some and we were going to get back together. And Dina and I are walking through the Orlando airport. And we come around a corner and there's Daryl on the phone. And he looks up and sees me. He goes, well, there they are now. And he was talking to his wife about what he and I had talked about regarding his wife and his daughter. And it was like, you just kind of looked around. It's just like this is a higher power at work here somehow or another, and it's been fantastic.
All right, hey, Daryl, the question I asked Dr. Dan, I'll ask you: who is the better fisherman?
Man, we'd have to create some serious guidelines and parameters, and we'd have to come up with a rule book. So I'm not even gonna get into that because those guys over there in Missouri, they got a completely different way about going after the fish. They've got them, they have them trapped in these tiny little lakes, and I mean they can't get away. So we'll get out on Pickwick Lake someday and we'll decide that.
All right, hey, what's the future hold for you musically? What are you going to be doing?
Man, to tell you the truth, the playing field has certainly changed since I started doing this, and it's a whole lot leveler now with all this internet stuff, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm not the internet guru that most of these kids are, but I tend to believe that some of my music is just as relevant now as it was then, and some of the stuff I hear out there, I think, okay, we haven't compromised to that point yet, and we're not going to. So we just keep doing what we do, and it's weird. It's almost like it might be coming back around to meet us.
Hey, the question I always like to ask someone in country music, if you could sing a duet with anyone, who would it be?
Like dead or alive?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I think it would be really cool to do a duet with Dolly, and then if it was going to be like a brotherly love kind of a thing, I would probably choose Keith Whitley.
Oh, that would be awesome. When you said nothing at all, right?
Oh, man, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Merle Haggard is a huge influence in my life and in my music, and there's some others too, but I think, Whitley kind of came around in that a little bit of a later era and just sort of lit up the charts and made us all go, country music is still here to stay. And I mean, just the sound of that voice, I hear it even now and I go, oh man, I could just hear a lonesome whistle blowing inside that soul of his. And it's just really been a special thing to me. Every now and then someone will say, man, I hear a little bit of Keith Whitley in your voice. And it makes me go, wow, I guess, it probably is by design because I listened to him and those guys so much. He was like a Lefty Frizzell lover, and so was Haggard, and that's the kind of stuff that I grew up on.
All right, why don't you invite folks to come on out and see the show on Saturday night at 8:00 in Higbee?
Man, we are excited to be coming to play for you guys, and so please, if you've got nothing else to do, or even if you have to cancel something else, come out and see us. I promise you will be entertained one way or the other.
All right, Darryl Worley and Dr. Dan Bortson. Hey, they've joined us today on Regional Radio.